In former New York Times columnist Jeff Madrick's new book, The Case for Big Government, he writes about the diminishing quality of life for most Americans over the past three decades. Asking, is this a national tragedy? The fact that many think this is not suggests an era of national limits. Written before the current financial crisis, WMNF asked Madrick if he thought this was part of the Republican Revolution.
Well, I totally think it is, Mitch. I think the great irony about Ronald Reagan is not that he opened our vistas. It's that he really introduced an age of limits and low expectations. People didn't, you know, male incomes, and this is not left-wing talk. These are the simple facts based on the statistics. Incomes of men for the typical man today, discounted for inflation, are less than the incomes for the typical man were 35 years ago. That's probably that reversal, that decline is probably unprecedented in American history. Meantime, the costs of health care and education have soared. Fortunately, the costs of electronic products have gone down, but I don't think being able to buy a VCR or a flat screen television compensates for not being able to afford adequate health care or the college you want to go to. That's the world we've come to accept, and we really don't have to accept that world.
There's a lot of different theories about what we should do to get out of the economic morass that we're currently in. I want to quote to you from Bob Herbert in today's New York Times,
sure.
Who mentions, he suggests, now's the time for a coast-to-coast Rebuild America infrastructure program. He writes, put people to work repairing and rebuilding roads and bridges, decrepit schools and ancient sewer systems. Get the construction industry back on its feet. We've been hearing more talk about that. People
right.
Look at what happened in the tragedy in Minneapolis a year ago and the like. As we talk about a stimulus package, whether something happens in November or a bigger one, President-elect Obama might propose back in coming January. Do you think that's one place that we can bring more jobs into the workplace and really kind of improve literally the infrastructure of this country?
One of the things about the silver lining behind these years of neglect of transportation infrastructure is that if we put money in, there will be a big social payoff because we've neglected it for so long. You know, it's almost like having nothing there. There was a big payoff for our national highway system in the 1950s because we didn't have one before. This neglect is, in a certain sense, a big opportunity. But I think everybody is beginning to agree, and some of us have been talking about it for a long time, that a serious domestic investment program in transportation and water systems and sewer systems and so forth will create domestic jobs and stimulate economic growth by stimulating spending. So there is a kind of win-win out there. A big stimulus package will help us get out of recession, but it can also build the assets, in this case the transportation infrastructure, we need for the future. We can't have this, you know, as you know, I think the American Society of Civil Engineers rates the American infrastructure, a D, not a B, but a D for David. This is the richest country in the world in terms of its GDP per capita, not in terms of its median incomes, but in terms of its total wealth. And we have an infrastructure of a D. We've just been looking the other way for too long, imprisoned by this ideology, and it's got to stop. We don't need ideological government, but we need practical government.
In that same line, Jeff Madrick, do you see the potential for green jobs to also be a stimulus in that respect?
I do think so. I don't think we should be too romantic about that. I think making America environmentally cleaner will cost us, but it won't cost us nearly as much as we might think because it will create jobs. I think we should be investing aggressively in energy alternatives. There are some that could really pay off. Solar, you know, it sounds like a horror movie, but carbon dioxide eating plants. We're not so far away from that kind of thing. We'd be much better off. And, you know, I was always surprised to find out we actually invest less in energy alternatives now than we used to at the federal level. Quite remarkable. It can create jobs, and it can create the new technologies we need that will make us more productive and make us richer down the road.
In the Democratic Party primaries from a year ago, it was the issue of health care was really front and center. Hillary Clinton certainly had her plan. Barack Obama had a plan, if not as wide-reaching, certainly much different than we heard from the Republicans all year. Again, it's a major issue. President Clinton tried to do this in his first year in office, and of course, we all know what happened there. Some people are suggesting that Barack Obama should not try to do something major with health care in his first year in office. It might be too much. And others say we've got to do something right now. What are your thoughts about that?
I'm inclined to think he should probably wait on health care because, as I said, this really is a state of economic emergency. The good thing is some of that spending that we need to keep this recession from getting much worse, and let me emphasize that because now that house prices are down so badly and the stock market's down, people are going to cut back in their spending. And we were already sliding into recession after those very high oil prices and the fact that wages haven't gone up for the 2000s. Remarkable in an economic expansion. They haven't gone up at all, not just more slowly than they used to, average wages. So we're in a situation where if we have another recession, it could lead to even more defaults on mortgages and the beginning of serious defaults by corporations on their debt, which could put the financial system in even worse shape. So we're really skating on the thinnest device, and we got to do something with stimulus. But the good news is some of that stimulus can go into our investment, our infrastructure, maybe a pre-K system, and maybe the beginnings of healthcare reform. But I think he should attend to the economy first, and then I would make healthcare reform the priority. I think he will be far more cautious than Hillary Clinton was in putting together a plan that Congress can approve and that will even that is efficient and makes some sense and doesn't incur the political wrath of too many people, though I think he's got to battle it through.